KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaravis, and it's 9:02. Three people have been hospitalized after a small plane crashed near Kalskag. Alaska state troopers say the plane crashed and flipped Tuesday afternoon on the Kuskokwim River ice near Upper Kalskag. The plane had just taken off from the airport at Upper Kalskag and was headed to Aniak around 4:30 p.m. when the weather quickly worsened. Troopers say the plane was flying along the river when it crashed on the ice and flipped. Volunteer rescuers from the community rushed to help. Troopers say pilot Steve Bruckner of Aniak and two passengers, Brian Foley of Aniak and Roy Guernsey of Anchorage, were airlifted to hospitals. All were listed in stable condition. The second running of the Paul Johnson Memorial Norton Sound 450 begins today at noon. A mushers meeting was held last night at race headquarters in Unalakleet. Lorelei Kanin has the story.
Nine mushers picked their starting order last night here in Unalakleet at a laid-back mushers meeting and pre-race potluck. Amid plates full of pickled salmon and smoked salmon, blueberry desserts, cream tartlets, and coffee, race organizer Mitty Johnson gave an update on trail conditions with help from Shaktulik musher Palmer Sagunik, who drove to Unalakleet a few days ago by snow machine with his wife. The race follows the historic Portage Trail from Unalakleet to Kaltag and back and continues on to the finish line in Nome. Johnson and Sagunik anticipate no major trail issues early on in the race.
Pretty good fast trail to Kaltag for Trek 5.
On the reports of the day, pretty good. The points are the base, pretty good.
Excellent. Straight across the shirt.
Okay.
You can go by the street, Kevin.
Yeah. No water this time in front of class.
Last year, during the inaugural running of the race, the top five teams got stuck in the middle of Norton Bay when they encountered ice ridges that they could not maneuver around. So the word of solid ice came as welcome news to the nine mushers hitting the starting line this afternoon. While the field for the second running of the Norton Sound 450 is small, with nine teams, it's highly competitive. With a surprise late entrance of reigning champion Pete Kaiser from Bethel, Didi Jonro returns, along with Aaron Burmeister, who will drive the team that took second place at the Kuskokwim 300 last month. The rest of the field is new to the Paul Johnson Memorial, but not necessarily new to this trail. For example, John Rowe convinced four-time Iditarod champion Martin Boozer to ship his dogs to compete in the 450-miler. She told him the race was better than the Iditarod and was the highlight of her racing season last year.
And so I kept dragging it up to Martin all year. Gotta come. Old style. And, I'm really excited to be here. So thanks you guys for doing it again.
She wasn't kidding when she said old stuff. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Race organizer Mitty Johnson is brother to the late Paul Johnson, the musher and man the race is in memory. Johnson said his brother wanted to see a quality event take place, and his brother's vision inspires him and other race volunteers today.
He's encouraged us to strive for better and bigger things at times and to, I think, prepare and train for things. Just knowing that even though we're from a small village or other people are from small villages, that they can put their mind to things that they want to do.
The mushers leave Unalakleet today at noon for the 90-mile trip to Kaltag, where they'll most likely rest a bit before returning back for another rest in Unalakleet. 24 hours of rest is needed throughout the race, with a mandatory 6-hour rest in White Mountain. The remaining 16 hours can be taken at the mushers' discretion. Reporting in Unalakleet for the 2013 Paul Johnson Memorial Norton Sound 450, I'm Lorelei Kinneen.
The two-day Bering Straits Maritime Symposium began yesterday at the Mini Convention Center in Nome. Tribal and city representatives from seven coastal communities joined officers from federal and state agencies to talk about their top concerns regarding increased shipping traffic in the Bering Straits. On the docket, how to protect subsistence hunting waters, and how to prepare for a potential oil spill. Gay Sheffield of the University of Alaska's Marine Advisory Program organized the symposium.
So this meeting came about as a request from someone in Wales who was so frustrated about all the different things we hear about the ocean and the ship traffic, increased vessel traffic, not just shipping, but tour ships. What does this mean for us, and how do we, somebody tell us how this works? Because we didn't really, they didn't feel prepared for this traffic.
The symposium features speakers from the U.S. Coast Guard, Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, and Fish and Wildlife offices in Juneau. They were joined by Mayor Michaels, guests from tribal entities in Nome, and representatives from many coastal communities, including Diomede, Brevik Mission, Wales, King Island, and Shishmaref. Representatives from Savonga and Gamble were unable to attend due to weather. U.S. Coast Guard Commander James Houck presented on increased vessel traffic and resulting shipping regulations. The Coast Guard is planning to contain vessels within a recommended route, a four-mile-wide sea highway that strikes straight up the Bering Sea.
What does this do for me if I am a subsistence hunter? Well, it tells me that of the 23 miles between Diomede and Point of Wales, all the big traffic, the traffic that I need to worry about, is going to be in that four-mile slice. If I'm hunting anywhere outside of that area, I don't have to worry about the big traffic.
Commander Houck said the recommended route would have an added benefit for hunters.
It also tells me that if I want to hunt in that two-way route, that I need to have my radio on, that I need to have my automated information system, which can tell me where each one of these ships is and how fast it's going, so that I know how long I can be out there. Say I'm towing a whale back and I'm only making half a knot or two knots pulling a large whale, I can call that ship and ask them to divert early.
Also at the Maritime Symposium, representatives from Unified Command and the DEC presented how the state of Alaska and the Unified Command would respond in an oil spill scenario. The Bering Straits Maritime Symposium continues today at the Mini Convention Center. On the agenda for this morning, a mock oil spill response. The public is invited to attend. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up $5 to $1,979.20. Silver is up 2 cents an ounce to $31.94. Zinc is at 97 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived early at 8:48 and is expected to depart at 10:02. It's unofficially 4 below at the KNOM studios, 10 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.